Well, guys, how are ya? Now, the Peroni isn't bad at all. Maybe not as good as, maybe, San Miguel, but this has only been a couple of bottles, so you never know. It might just grow on me. So I got a news item for you guys, and I put a link down below. Now, this is a news item you don't often get, but it happens way more than it's been reported. And hopefully, this is a sign of the times. And yes, men can be victims too, more often than not. So here's a femon who's 45 years old, and she's not bad looking. But those are the ones you gotta watch out for. This femon subjected her husband to 15 years of physical and verbal abuse. She would bite him, scratch him, even hit him with a wine bottle. She'd also spit at him. If you read the story in the newspaper, she was quite mean and degraded her husband all the time. But of course, if the man said that to somebody, they'd just laugh. But he spent the 15 years taking pictures. He had voice recordings. You see, a man needs proof in situations like this. Femons only need their word. And it's only because the man had all this proof that the femon was actually convicted. Now, here's her husband. Now, of course, a lot of people, well, like me, for instance, wouldn't tolerate it at all. Why he tolerated for so long, I don't know. But his wife was sentenced to 4 years in jail. Now, she had a very good job herself, and she was a complete controller of the relationship. Where he went, where he slept. And it's amazing to me that she even got convicted at all. But you must read the story that I put a link to see all the hateful things she did to her husband. And this is a true nature of a femon. So if there's any man out there being physically or verbally abused by your femon, get proof. Or just leave. All of us real men know somebody who has mental abuse from the femon they're living with right now. Now this man did say he's bigger than she is. But of course, the laws have tied men's hands. If he tried to restrain her in any way, which may hurt her, he would be going to jail, wouldn't he? And femons believe they have impunity. And she would have lied on the stand, obviously, but he had proof. And I believe the judge was a femon also, which is a very good sign. Now, of course, this is an extreme case. But men out there should talk about this more often. But they do get kind of embarrassed being hit by their wives, or bullied by their wives, or girlfriends. But because society has tied men's hands, men usually are helpless in these situations. So guys, let's turn it around. Get proof, guys. Hell, maybe we'll have to wear a body cam all the time. Gee, that's not a bad idea. Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.